I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth visits a pick-your-own blueberry farm and learns about what people are planning to do with all those berries.
It's blueberry season on Cape Cod. There are pick-your-own farms and wild berries growing all over the place, and people are picking with all kinds of plans in mind. Last week, I visited Holcomb Rock Blueberry Farm in Dennis and talked with pickers of all ages and from all over the East Coast about what they were going to do with the berries they were picking. Let's start with Joe Wajula and his family, who live in Pennsylvania but make a trip to the farm every July.
We've been coming here for about 10 consecutive years, and this is part of the annual tradition. So we have 10 pints. It'll be gone probably within 4 days, maybe less.
The farm is big, about an acre and a half, and it's busy. 3 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., cars stream in and families pile out to pick their fill of sweet, plump berries. Joe's plans for his haul are simple. He and his family are going to eat them straight from the green pint boxes they pick them in. But other pickers have more complicated plans. A woman named Nancy from Brewster says she's here to pick for jam.
There's five of us that make the jam. Usually two of us pick. We puree the blueberries, do the sanitation with the jars and everything, and add pectin, sugar, nutmeg, cinnamon, sort of a little spicy jam. It's really yummy.
The goal is to get 40 jars in all, which means picking about 32 pints of berries. A young woman named Sally, visiting from Washington, D.C. with her boyfriend, needs only a few pints for their plans.
I think we're going to make some cocktails and use them as a garnish.
Do you have a cocktail in mind?
You can muddle them maybe with mint or something in the bottom and then use them as a garnish. I think it would be good with vodka.
It sounds a lot like a cocktail called the Blueberry Smash that involves muddled lemon and lime slices, a full cup of smashed up blueberries, a handful of mint leaves, and a generous pour of vodka and elderflower liqueur. It's delicious, sweet, and refreshing. Next, I meet a group of siblings from Westchester, New York. One of the kids, Joe, says they're leaving with 24 pints of berries and will use almost all of them for baking.
We make a blueberry pie with marshmallows on the top, and we put it in the oven and the marshmallows like melt on top. We make blueberry pancakes, muffins. We make a lot of stuff.
For the pie, you use a traditional bottom crust and filling, and the marshmallows make a kind of meringue on top. Other pickers I talk with are making blueberry bread, and several people are trying to pick as many pints as possible and freeze them. Here's Lonnie Ebersold from Chatham.
All you have to do is put them in a big bag and put them right in the freezer. They're great. They come out like little marbles.
Lonnie says she eats her frozen berries over ice cream all winter. It's inspiring to see so many people picking and with so many different plans for their berries. The youngest picker is a toddler with his father, Marcus, from Richmond, Virginia.
Blueberries are his favorite food, so he's probably just going to be munching on them for the next few days. But I think tomorrow morning we're going to make blueberry pancakes and maybe some blueberry scones.
At the other end of the spectrum, Ron Robillard is there with the oldest picker I meet, his 96-year-old mother, Marie Pont.
Well, I'm going to make, first of all, blueberry pies, blueberry pancakes.
At breakfast time, they give you, some...
Cereal.
Cereal. That's going to be good tomorrow.
That's one of her favorite things she likes to do in life is pick blueberries.
So you're happy.
Oh, I'm happy. This is heaven.
Blueberry season goes through early August, and there are other pick-your-own farms and also plenty of wild berries in our area. You can find links to recipes for blueberry pie, both the regular kind and the kind with marshmallows on top, and that blueberry smash cocktail on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Next week, Elspeth will share more of what she's been learning about blueberries, like varieties, how they're different, and how farmers take care of them. Also online at capeandislands.org, you can find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.